So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a sequel to Captain Marvel.
Oh, boy.
And WandaVision.
Oh.
And Miss Marvel.
All right.
And Secret Invasion, kind of. So, it's like a sequel to 16 hours of content across three shows and a movie?
Yeah,
and it'd be preferable if viewers had watched all of that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's a Marvel movie without a bit of homework?
So, what happens in this thing?
Well, we've got this villain, Darben, right? And she's kind of angry because Captain Marvel's actions have kind of killed her planet, Hala.
All right. As long as we're not doing one of those generic, forgettable villains. People are really sick of forgettable villains.
Oh, trust me, sir. Darben's anything but forgettable.
Who's Darben?
Okay, that's not a good sign. Anyway, this villain wants to get her hands on these two bangles.
So she heads to Cincinnati?
What? No, these are like quantum bands.
Oh, okay.
And so Darben,
who is the villain, has one, and also Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel, has one too.
She's from Miss Marvel!
And Darben uses hers to create a jump point in space, which causes all kinds of wackiness.
What kind of wackiness?
Well, since Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel and Monica Rambeau have light-based powers, they switch places when any of them use their powers simultaneously.
Shouldn't Emilia Clarke's character from Secret Invasion be switching with them too?
Hey, shut up. And so these characters take off to a planet called Tarnax, and then Nick Fury takes Kamala Khan's family onto a space station.
Well, why would he bring them there?
For safety.
That seems incredibly unsafe.
Well, see, sir, the thing is, I want them in the movie. They're funny.
Fair enough. So what happens next?
Well, Nick Fury's gonna crack jokes the whole time. You know Nick Fury.
We just had him being pretty depressed and brooding in Secret Invasion.
Yeah, really funny stuff. So then Darben is gonna steal all the breathable air from this planet and send it back home to Hala.
That's Spaceballs.
You're Spaceballs.
Oh, my Spaceballs are tight. Okay, carry on. You got me.
So now Miss Marvel wants to stay behind and save all the people from this dying planet, but Captain Marvel's like, no, we save who we can. We gotta get out of here.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're gonna see Miss Marvel be like, what the heck?
Oh, she's disappointed in her hero. That's an interesting thing to explore.
Definitely. It's gonna be a super interesting 20 seconds.
We're not diving in deeper than that.
Well, no, there's no time.
Why not?
I've already moved on.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize.
So then they go to this other planet where everybody sings, and if you don't sing, they don't understand you.
What?
And Captain Marvel is a princess, and she sings, and she wears a princess dress, and she sings too.
What is going on?
A bunch of cute space kittens gobble people up, but then they spit them out to safety, and they're heroes now.
Hey, excuse me. What are you talking about?
All right, full disclosure, I did one of those take your daughter to work days and let my four-year-old take a crack at some of these scenes.
Oh, cute. All right, that clears that up.
And then the bad guys are gonna attack.
Hey, since these people are musical, it could be cool to do some kind of musical fighting style.
No.
All right, and now Darben wants to steal the sun from Earth.
Uh-oh, we need that thing for tanning purposes. Now, who's Darben?
She's the villain.
And what's her deal?
I told you about Darben already. I did that.
No, doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, that's not great. All right, anyway, now the Marvels need to fight her.
Very exciting.
And Darben's gonna get both quantum bands and tear a frickin' hole in space-time and die.
Not good.
Yeah, so now Monica Rambeau has no choice but to close this hole from the other side.
Why can't she close it from their own side?
Because that's what I wrote here.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so now that the universe and Earth are saved, Captain Marvel's gonna go back to Hala and try to save that planet too.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's gonna tell Miss Marvel, I'm gonna bring Hala back, girl.
I mean, that sounds like it's gonna be tough. It's not just gonna happen like that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yes, she flies into the sun and makes it hot again with her powers.
I mean, if she has the power to reignite a sun with her powers, how is this villain difficult for her to beat at all?
Well, no, she had to learn the power of friendship and stuff.
That works. And so that's about it. What do you think?
I mean, it sounds like some Marvel content. I think we just need a bit more to get people excited for marketing purposes.
We can cut a trailer that kind of reminds people of older MCU movies that they really like and be like, hey, this is connected to that.
Yeah, I mean, let's definitely play that card and throw that in there. Let's also toss a CGI Beast into a mid-credit scene, get people talking about X-Men.
Oh, yeah, that'll get word of mouth real buzzy. Fill those seats up.
Hi, everybody. Ryan George here. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. I know with everyone's busy schedules, it can be hard to find the time to sit down and watch something of this length. So thank you, and don't forget to wipe and wash your hands.